Opalka. U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died in government custody early Tuesday, marking the second death of an immigrant child in detention this month. The boy, identified by Guatemalan authorities as Felipe Gomez Alonso, had been in CBP's custody with his father since December the 18th. The agency said Felipe was eventually hospitalized twice and died just after midnight. United States Congressman from Texas, Beto O'Rourke.
There should be an investigation, and as you know, in the case of Jacqueline's death, there is a Office of Inspector General investigation. I'm going to call for an investigation in this latest death that we learned about today on Christmas Day, just to get to the facts, make sure we understand what happened, and to prevent something like that from happening again.
The death came during an ongoing dispute over border security and with a partial government shutdown underway over President Donald Trump's request for border wall funding. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko announced the expiration of martial law a month after it was imposed in response to Russia's seizure of three Ukrainian Navy ships in the Black Sea. Poroshenko made the announcement Wednesday before the country's National Security and Defense Council, saying the decision was based on analysis of all the components of the security situation. Martial law was imposed after the Russian Coast Guard fired at and seized three Ukrainian ships and their crews, 24 of whom remain in Russian custody. Russia said the Ukrainian ships were captured after entering Russian waters, and under martial law, Ukraine prohibited combat-age Russian men from entering the country and enhanced security at important sites such as the Black Sea ports and nuclear power stations. This is VOA News. Outgoing U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis sent a holiday message to the U.S. military and Department of Defense personnel.
Since Washington crossed the Delaware at Christmas in 1776, American troops have missed holidays at home to defend our experiment in democracy. To all you lads and lasses holding the line in 2018, on land, at sea, or in the air, thanks for keeping the faith. Merry Christmas, and may God hold you safe.
Although that message was sent yesterday, the Pentagon says the message was actually recorded on December the 19th, the day before he announced his resignation. His original departure date was had to have been in February until President Trump moved it up to January 1st. Indonesia's tsunami-ravaged coast now faces a new threat. Authorities warning of extreme weather and high waves today as the community reels from Saturday's deadly disaster. There are fresh concerns the rough weather could make the volcano responsible for the tsunami even more fragile. Experts warning now a second disaster still possible. Several villages are still inaccessible by the damaged roads. Reuters reporter Fergus Jensen is on the scene.
Behind me, construction workers trying to put together a bridge to get access to some of the otherwise inaccessible areas that have been cut off ever since the tsunami struck on Saturday night. And in some of those areas, there are believed to be quite a lot more victims from the tsunami who've potentially lost their lives. Rescue workers have struggled to get in, though, because of this access being cut off.
Over 400 people have died and more than 21,000 have evacuated to higher ground. North and South Korea held a ceremony on Wednesday for a project to reconnect rail and road links. Although construction cannot begin while sanctions over North Korea's nuclear and missile programs remain in place. VOA's Steve Miller has more from Seoul.
The two sides agreed in October to begin work on reconnecting railways and roads that have been cut since the 1950-53 Korean War. It's another example of the thaw in North-South relations this year. A special train carried 100 South Korean officials, politicians, and members of families displaced by the war to the ceremony at Panmunjom Station in the border city of Kaesong. They were joined by a 100-strong North Korean delegation. The United Nations and the UN Security Council gave their support for the ceremony, South Korean officials said, but construction cannot begin while sanctions block the shipment of energy and metal products, as well as other supplies. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
And this is Joe Palka, VOA News.